Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a completely different program lined up for you, but ever so relevant, ever so important. In fact, I'm already looking at how what we're going to talk about today even affects my business and how I can leverage this information. They say knowledge is power, and it most certainly is if you are trying to get hired, either trying to come out of those college days and you're ready to start the workforce, or you are looking to change jobs, or you have been downsized, right-sized, laid off, and you are looking to make a change, or maybe just taking time off, whatever the case may be. I've got a great program. We've invited Richard Lewis to be on the program. He is an author. He is an ad man, self-proclaimed, and you'll love his story. Teacher, and the website for today's program, whyhirejennifer.com, and the book, Why Hire Jennifer, How to Use Branding and Uncommon Sense to Get Your First Job, Last Job, and Every Job in Between. Richard, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be.
Glad to have you here. And so, whyhirejennifer.com, that's a website. And that's, the title of the book, Richard. So, well, first of all, there's so much of your background. I want to give a couple highlights to our listeners. Richard is responsible for accounts Evian and famously the Absolut Vodka, authoring the New York Times bestseller Absolut book. He's done a lot of work, lots of accolades, lots of awards, and just he's a standout guy and done a lot of really innovative work in the advertising and marketing area. So any key thing you want me to illuminate or highlight, Richard, in your background that the listeners really need to know about for our conversation today?
Sure, just a little bit. As you mentioned, I was an ad guy. I worked for a very big agency called Chiat Day, and there I was responsible for the worldwide advertising of Absolut. Actually, it only became worldwide after we started working on it. At the very beginning, they were about to close their distillery in Sweden.
Wow, that's amazing.
They just didn't have any business.
But now they do.
now they have enough business.
Now they do. Well, thank you for that.
I guess what I was able to do is we sort of changed all the rules about spirit advertising, and we gave Absolut a real personality, and sort of like the extra member of everybody's family they didn't know that they had in the room. And a fun family friend. And if you're not going to have fun with a bottle of vodka, what can you have fun with?
That's about as clear as you can make it. Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this. So the book is Why Hire Jennifer, and it has a obvious emphasis on college students as they graduate and enter the workforce. But this book is applicable to just about anybody looking to either get a job for the first time or make change in their job, and there's a lot of folks out there either that are working that are in that unemployed or underemployed or part-time, not by choice, and people, really anybody who's looking to brand and leverage their skills and brand themselves to get that next best job or next opportunity.
That's correct, and I use college students as the impetus because I teach a branding course up at New York University. And it's a small seminar, and the emphasis there is to help students understand how brands work in the big world and how it actually impacts them and how each and every one of them is their own personal brand as well.
Well, and that really is the key, isn't it? Whether you're coming out of college or if you're, well, like me, we talked about this before we started the program, Richard, is even somebody like me, a financial planner, I am a brand.
You are a brand, and you're not even a bad brand, David. And you're a financial guy. You're a radio guy. You're a family guy, and you appear to know what you're doing too.
Well, thank you. And the thing is, people have to be able to relate to the brand. They've got to be able to connect with it. And so we all are a brand. But I love that you've put the emphasis on the college students. But the key thing I want our listeners to know is that it's not just for college students. It's for anybody. And here's what's really interesting. The things that you have in your book, Richard, I think could even have application, because I've already started thumbing through it, application for people who are may not even want to leave the company they're working for. Simply just be better at branding their skills and who they are for opportunities within the existing company.
That's correct. Because we all, whether we think of it or not, we are brands. And the best way to understand what that means is think of it as your reputation. Think about what people say about you when you're not in the room. So it's a little uncensored. They don't have to worry about hurting your feelings, but it's people sort of their point of view, their opinions about you, that cover everything about you in terms of how you look, how you behave, how you treat people, what your strengths and what your weaknesses are, and what that all adds up to, and in effect what you stand for. And what the book does, at least the first half of the book, simply explains to people what brands are so they can understand what they're trying to shape their own brand to be, and how to, in effect, analyze their qualities and their components to understand best how to present themselves to the world and to their family and their friends and their bosses and everyone, and how to leverage it.
When I hear you say that, Rich, it sounds like it's about taking, because there's different schools of thought about this, about, you know, it's about identifying the really key things that you have, your qualities, and really leveraging and highlighting those, as opposed to trying to work on maybe the things you're not as good at. So it's really about saying, hey, here's my real strengths, and I really need to maximize and deliver the message and show these off.
That's pretty much true. And I come from a school of thought that I believe everybody is special and everyone is unique. And you don't have to be some, you know, famous Hollywood type person to be that special or unique person. We all bring different qualities to the table. And what we simply have to do is, in effect, sort of sit down and create a personal inventory about what makes us happy, what we are good at, and what we want to be doing.
Well, if you could put all that together, then it's not really going to be work, is it?
No, it's actually... Also, I like to think people say I write in a fairly informal, engaging style, and I write the way I would want people to write with me, sort of directly, but interesting enough that it keeps my attention. And I believe what I'm able to do through examples of different people brands and the title character, who the book, as you say, is Why Hire Jennifer, is a woman who I met some years ago who I was helping find a job. And what was interesting about her is that on the surface, she wasn't a special person. She didn't go to some Ivy League school and have a terrific grade point average and didn't have all these activities, and, you know, and she wasn't, you know, outstandingly attractive. She was just sort of really a normal person. But what I discovered peeling a couple of layers was that she had a passion for Scottish dancing. And Scottish dancing is sort of original, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool that here's this woman who is a Scottish dancer, which is this very competitive, specialized dance practiced in Scotland, as you would guess, and she decided to master it. And so what I thought was, that's how I'm going to present her, as a Scottish dancer, but I actually had the more important insight was not that she engaged in this very unusual activity, but what the components were to her success in Scottish dancing.
I got you now.
And that is, she brought this competitive zeal, she brought this passion to perform, she was dedicated to learning something fairly complex and traveling pretty far to do it, and those different components, those different attributes, are also interesting to companies. Businesses where she wanted to work, but wouldn't know that unless she was able to articulate it to them in a way that would catch their attention.
Well, and that's a big part of what you really do with this book, Rich, is I can, in kind of going through, is it's not just, you know, it's one thing to identify your uniqueness and all of those things, which is this discovery process, which is very important, but then being able to use that and then how to market it when
Absolutely.
You're looking for that job. That's the key.
So I think this is right. What I've tried to do is I've integrated this personal branding with a strategic job search, which is relevant and valid for anybody who's looking for a job, young adult, a regular adult, and an older adult. Or if you're an adult who has a college age student and you're already freaking out about what they're going to do when they get out of college. Because what I learned, and through my own 20 plus years in advertising and working with a lot of clients and a lot of people, all the things that don't work about looking for a job, that everybody does anyway, because they have simply not been taught a better way. For instance, I think colleges do a pretty poor job preparing students for the job world.
Yeah.
They tend to make them all look alike and sound alike, where they should all look different and sound different, because these are unique people. And the students, or these graduates, or adults, there's a tendency to, well, how do I look for a job? Well, let's see. I guess I look at the different job boards. I go to a company job site, or I'll go to Career Builders, or I'll go to Indeed, or I'll go to Monster. And those are all very reactive approaches that work for a very few. It's a bit like buying a lottery ticket, because you're sticking your resume in a pile that might have 1,000 people applying for the same position simultaneously.
Very good point.
And if you imagine a job comes up, and if you're not like the 10th resume that they see, they're probably not going to even get to you, because a company will say, okay, pick me the first 15 people that look interesting, and then we'll talk to them. And then the other 500 or so, well, if I don't need to talk to every single person who's applied, I just need to talk to the first 24 that look interesting.
Yeah, satisfy, not necessarily optimize.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what often happens is companies, they continue to list jobs that are no longer available.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a very simple solution to this, and it's not a secret. What it is this. You have to attack the companies where you want to work.
Target them.
Yes. You target them and you approach them. You don't wait for them to come ringing your doorbell or hoping that some job will come up. You have to start the process where you want to be doing the kind of work you want to do.
Richard, let's hold that thought right there, because I want to come back to that.
Okay.
We're going to grab a quick break. But you're right on the money, and I want to hit that point. Why hire Jennifer, How to Use Branding and Uncommon Sense to Get Your First Job, Last Job, and Every Job in Between. Website, whyhirejennifer.com. Author, Richard Lewis. Stay right there, right back.
Where can you find more spin than in politics? If you said financial services, you'd be correct. Ask a stockbroker how you should invest your money, and what do you think he'll say? Ask an insurance agent the same question, and what do you think you'll hear? Unfortunately, when an advisor is limited in what he can offer, he is often understandably biased. You'll need to ask questions. Ask advisors what products and services they can and can't offer. Ask about their licensing and credentials. Remain skeptical. This public service has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Welcome back. We are having a spirited conversation with Richard Lewis, author, ad man, teacher, the website, whyhirejennifer.com, and the book, Why Hire Jennifer, How to Use Branding and Uncommon Sense to Get Your First Job, Last Job, and Every Job in Between. And you know, Richard, one of the things that struck me, I have two, I'm sure you like having some, you know, the real world examples out here every day. And there's so many things you said before the break. A couple quick comments. One, you mentioned about the person, you know, going through the normal routine of applying for a job and how they do it and some of the challenges they face, because the interviewing folks may say, all right, we've got 10 or 15, let's start there. But the other thing that they miss is a job that's not been advertised yet.
Absolutely.
And I have an example that couldn't be more real. Small businesses, of course, are a backbone of this country. I've got 14 employees. I may want to add a person. I'm thinking of a couple different positions. That which one do I want to add first based on how we're growing? And so I got a resume in. It stood out. I hadn't advertised for a position. That resume with the cover letter, which was you talk about in your book, it's not just to be a chaperone for the resume with the cover letter, grabbed me very quickly, and I've got it on the corner of my desk thinking about it.
And you see, that person is already in your mind.
Exactly.
That person is already occupying some David Holland real estate. And has an inside track, because all that they did was take the initiative to contact a company where they wanted to work.
That's it. And I've got a second one for you. I have one of my key people called me. We didn't have a position advertised. Called me and came in and doggone it if she didn't just interview me. And right. Kind of turned it around on me and said, I want to see if your company is the company I want to work at until I retire.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, I like that.
Well, so it's a very positive stance.
Yeah, really. And so it is going after the companies, and I love your whole thought process about that, because I think that people, they get caught up in, you know, the perfunctory or the routine or what you're supposed to do instead of stepping
they
back.
They haven't been taught otherwise.
Yeah, that's the default.
It's not like people are lazy or aren't willing to do whatever it takes. They don't have the manual.
Mm.
And the book, I think I say, is like the modern manual to look for a job, to take advantage of all the tools that are available and to just sort of retrain how to go about it.
I like that. Because I think that people, they go by the conventional wisdom or the default position, as I refer to it. They don't know any better, but they can. If you're going to spend time sending out your resume or doing this or looking for the opportunities, spend a little bit extra time and prepare yourself.
That's all you have to do. I mean, people can always think of companies where they want to work. They probably have a good sense of what they want to do. So all you have to do to put that together is to find the appropriate people at the company. Well, it's not hard to find you.
No.
And contact them. And contact them in a way that they actually are more likely to react, which is send a letter.
Yes.
Send a letter in an envelope with a stamp.
People, they still have those.
Open them.
Yeah.
They still have. Exactly.
Well,
they
still
have a few.
Send it off, or if you're local, you come by and you hand deliver it and say, I'd like you to give this to, you know, the boss or, you know, the person by name. And, you know, here's, I'm sure you would speak to this too, Richard, but we were interviewing for a position about a year or so ago, and one of the death nail is to know nothing about the company.
Oh, dear.
I had a person that looked good, sounded good, the resume was good. I said, well, tell me a little bit about what you know about our company already. Silence.
Yeah.
That it was over. It was done right there. I mean,
right.
At least which goes to your point about having a strategy.
Well, also just being fully prepared. The job search is one step at a time. It's like, imagine yourself walking around a game board and rolling the dice and keep moving forward, so you finally get the job. And in order to do that, you have to be equipped. You have to gain some knowledge about the place where you want to work, and you have to be able to sell them on why you're a good fit there.
And if they give you the opportunity, it'll be like a game of chutes and ladders. They give you the right opportunity,
yes.
Richard, you can go up that ladder, but if you don't know about the company,
it's all shoot.
You're going down a chute real quick.
Yeah, but you know, it's what I found interesting, because I've, in my capacity, I've helped dozens of people get jobs, because having been in a very visible field, I was always getting the sons of and daughters of.
Yeah.
And in order to be helpful to people, I had to come up with strategies that essentially built on the ones I used 30 years ago and couple them with, you know, with today's culture and technology.
Sure.
It's not complicated. It's almost easy peasy, but it simply takes some work. It's some work, and when you're looking for a job, that's all you have. All you have is time. So use the time well. I sadly hear about people you read about, they sent out 200 resumes,
right,
and they got no response. And that's terrible. But they're probably going about it the entirely wrong way.
I would argue or submit that it might have something to do with it. You know, they're sending out 200, and it's maybe they're just, you know, if they could narrow it down, the ones, as you say in your book, about really narrow it to the companies that are the companies you want to work for, that you can do the things that you're passionate about, or they do the things that you're passionate about, and then make it more, instead of a shotgun of 200, maybe it's a rifle of 5 or 10.
Yeah, but it's also, it's about, it's, you see, the people who send in the 200 resumes, they're responding.
Yeah.
They think sadly, that that's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. And the other things I deal with in the book are just how to interview. I talk about the 10 most common questions that you're asked. I give each one, and you have to be prepared to answer the most likely questions.
Yes.
Because these are performances. Mm-hmm. They know what questions they're going to ask you. You should know what your answers are going to be. That's not cheating. That's thinking. That's all it is. You're not role-playing. You are being yourself, and when you're asked, where do you want to be in 5 years, or yeah, what your strengths and weaknesses are, and who are your role models, you should have those answers thought out so you look like a thoughtful person. And once you think the stuff up, you are the thoughtful person.
Well, there'll be a test Friday, and it's going to be on chapter 14 of your book. It doesn't, it's not bad to study. If you're just joining us, Richard Lewis is our guest today. He's an author and the author of the book, Why Hire Jennifer? How to Use Branding and Uncommon Sense to Get Your First Job, Last Job, and Every Job in Between. WhyHireJennifer.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you considered an annuity as part of your retirement plan? Did you know that over the past 10 years, Americans put a staggering $2.3 trillion into annuities? Despite their popularity, many people are unsure about annuities. Why? Because annuities have been attacked for decades by financial folks who offer competing products or services. A lot of money is at stake. So you can imagine that financial firms who only offer investments don't want you to consider an annuity. Get the facts. Call Holland Financial to get your free copy of Annuities as Part of Your Retirement Plan. This booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities, as well as straightforward information about their costs, features, safety, and income potential. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Welcome back. Why Hire Jennifer? That is the question. That's the book title. That's the website, whyhirejennifer.com. And Richard Lewis has been joining us today to talk about, how to get your personal brand together. How to know what it is, right, Richard?
And
leverage it. And we've got just about we're running out of time, Richard, about a minute and a half. Final things, 90 seconds. What do you tell my listeners about how to make the most of who they are and leverage their personal brand?
Well, spend $9.95 for a Kindle edition of my book.
All right.
You have it, by the way, you should tell your listeners they can go right to Amazon.
Yes.
If we've been able to sell them so quickly. But the point is that you are your best friend. You know yourself the best, and you know what you want to do and what you're capable of doing, and you know what your skill set is, and you know, and you deserve to be happy. You know, the statistics are that so many people are unhappy in their jobs, and that's very unfortunate. I suspect you're a happy guy, David. You sound like a happy guy, and I know I'm a happy guy, and one of the reasons I do what I want to be doing, and it shouldn't be a luxury. It shouldn't be, well, you know, because, you know, 100 years ago, you weren't supposed to be happy on your job.
Right, right.
But now you have a right. You have a right. This is your life, and you should enjoy it. The last thing I was going to mention is that particularly for people who are having their first job, which are either people who are people returning to work or people, the young adults, I spend the last chapter about how to behave once you get the job.
There you go.
A lot of people simply don't know what the social skills are once you get to work.
Well, I tell you what, Richard, we'll have to have you back, and we'll talk about, we can do a whole show just on social skills and how to behave yourself.
In the office.
Yeah.
So you don't end up the guy in the cartoon.
Exactly. Richard Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, whyhirejennifer.com, and that's the book, Why Hire Jennifer, How to Use Real Branding and Uncommon Sense to Get Your First Job, Last Job, and Every Job in Between. Rich, thanks for being with me.
David, thanks. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Fun talking to you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.